Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 270 for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished weaker on Wednesday, weighed down by strength in the surging Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $5 lower, with the March contract checking in at $464.30 a ton. That's down $4.20, while the May contract came in at $472 a ton. That's down $4.90. The Canadian dollar was nearly a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. The South American soybean harvest is well underway, and supplies should be hitting the market soon, which was bearish. On the other side, a correction higher in Malaysian palm oil gave support to canola. Gains in crude oil, soy oil, and soybeans also helped to underpin canola. Rain in Brazil is expected to delay the soybean harvest. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all higher. Corn was up 3 to 4 cents, with the March contract checking in at $3.67 a bushel. The corn market took strength from gains in crude oil and other nearby markets. There are ideas the next USDA outlook will point towards reduced acreage for U.S. corn. China looks to be preparing to sell some corn from its national reserve. Soybeans were up 2 to 3 cents with the March contract coming in at $8.83 a bushel. Soybeans hit a two-week high today. Higher crude oil prices helped financial markets stabilize, which was beneficial for soybeans. The U.S. dollar was a bit weaker, which also helped out the market. On the other side, rain forecasts in South America are expected to improve development of the soybean crops in Brazil and Argentina. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents stronger, with the March contract at $4.68 a bushel. Declines in the U.S. dollar provided support for the market, as it was one of the few bright signs U.S. exporters have seen in quite a while. Egypt has rejected more shipments of U.S. wheat because some of it contained ergot fungus. There are some concerns over the state of U.S. winter wheat due to the effects of recent fluctuating temperatures across portions of the U.S. Midwest. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 17th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.